The Battle of Yorktown, 1781.
Monsieur Hamilton.
Monsieur Lafayette.
In command where you belong.
Are you saying no sweater? We're finally on the field. We've had quite a run.
Immigrants.
We get the job done.
So what happens if we... October 19th. Yorktown. The British Army's Day of Shame. On this day in 1781, the British Army under General Charles Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown, Virginia, thus ending the Revolutionary War. Despite the images of several famous paintings of the event, Cornwallis was not present at the surrender, claiming to be ill. The war was a disaster for England, though the loss of the American colonies was soon made up for by conquests in India and the annexation of the recently discovered Australasia. France, the colonist's ally, played a major part in the defeat of the English. Some French leaders, such as the Marquis de Lafayette, went on to play major roles in the French Revolution some 10 years later. Cornwallis himself was undaunted by the setback at Yorktown and, incredibly, went on to receive a knighthood and became Governor General of India. Here is a part of the poem Yorktown by American poet and John Greenleaf Whittier, writing roughly 100 years after the event. Not one of his best, perhaps, but he was making a point. From Yorktown's ruins ranked and still, two lines stretch far o'er vale and hill. Who curbs his steed at head of one? Hark, the low murmur, Washington. Who bends his keen approving glance where down the gorgeous line of France shine lightly star and plume of snow? Thou too art victor, Rochambeau. The earth which bears this calm array shook with the war charge yesterday, ploughed deep with hurrying hoof and wheel, shot sown and bladed thick with steel.
They stagger home single file, tens of thousands of people flood the streets, there are screams and church bells ringing.
Today I ask that all those now in slavery may become free.